ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. Hundreds of cars and trucks trapped in several feet of snow by a blizzard hitting Northern California and Nevada. Renee Edelman riding out the storm in Marin County.
Our house was rocking last night. There were gale force winds. The windows were creaking. It was the worst that I've seen in a few years.
Blizzard warnings remain in effect. Some towns have already received more than 7 feet of snow. And Texas conditions worsening as they battle a wildfire. It's grown to more than five times the size of New York City. Growing violence in Haiti, the government saying gangs attacked a prison, thousands of inmates breaking out. An Israeli newspaper saying Israel boycotted Gaza ceasefire talks in Cairo today after Hamas rejected its demand for a complete list naming hostages that are still alive. Vice President Kamala Harris today in Selma, Alabama, marking the 59th anniversary of Bloody Sunday, a key moment in the battle for civil rights. This is ABC News. Temperatures could go as low as 40 degrees below zero. As a Florida judge continues to weigh the trial date for the classified documents case this weekend, former President Trump continues to claim that the Justice Department cannot prosecute a political candidate in the middle of their campaign because of a 60-day rule. But experts, including Preet Bharara, the U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York, and ABC News contributors say that that's not quite true.
As Jack Smith's team argued in court on Friday, that norm extends to things that are within that are within the control of the Justice Department. They don't apply in their minds, and I think this is correct, to a trial happening after the indictment has already taken place, right? So a judge can decide in his or her discretion to proceed with a trial, notwithstanding that policy.
A 15-year-old was shot after a massive brawl broke out at Six Flags Over Georgia on the park's opening day Saturday. The crowd spilling into the street, shots fired, police returning fire, striking the teen, who is now in critical condition. Dave Packer, ABC News.
WRCO's Evening News is sponsored by TC AutoWorks, dedicated to customer satisfaction, providing both quality work and competitive prices. Partly to mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of some spotty showers in the evening tonight. Maybe a rumble of thunder, low 37, winds southeast becoming southwest 5 to 10. Mainly cloudy and not as warm tomorrow. Periods of light rain likely, especially from midday on, high 53. And scattered light rain ending later tomorrow night with a low of 31. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the southeast at around 3 to 7 miles per hour, and it's become cloudy outside, and our temperature is now at 74 degrees.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call now.
Today is Sunday, March 3rd. Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Tim Thied. Yesterday evening at approximately 11, the Grant County Sheriff's Office responded to a crash in the village of Montfort. Sheriff's deputies arrived and identified Tide Benson, 23, of Darlington, as the driver who swerved, lost control of his 2021 Ram 3500 truck, and ran into the Grab-A-Cone building. Tide was not injured during the crash. The building sustained heavy structural damage as a result of the crash. An investigation was done, and Tide was placed under arrest for operating while intoxicated, first offense. Wisconsin's prison secretary is retiring as lockdowns at two institutions continue. Governor Tony Evers announced Friday that Department of Corrections Secretary Kevin Carr is stepping down on March 8th after serving 5 years in that position. The governor says he plans to name Carr's replacement in the coming weeks. Carr struggled through his tenure with a shortage of guards. The shortage grew so severe last year that prisons in Green Bay, Waupun, and Stanley instituted lockdowns. Some movement restrictions have since eased, but the lockdowns are still ongoing in Green Bay and Waupun. A group of Waupun inmates filed a federal lawsuit in October saying conditions there amount to cruel and unusual punishment. CJ Foods Manufacturing Beaumont Corporation, a Beaumont, California establishment, is recalling approximately 61,839 pounds of steamed chicken soup dumpling products that may be contaminated with foreign materials, specifically hard plastic, from a permanent marking pen. The U.S. Department of Agriculture, Food Safety and Inspection Services announced Saturday. The steamed chicken soup dumplings were produced on December 7th, 2023. The following products are subject to recall: six-ounce boxes with plastic trays containing six pieces of Trader Joe's steamed chicken soup dumplings with lot code 03.07.25C1-1 and 03.07.25.C1-2 printed on the side of the box. The products subject to recall bear establishment numbers P-46009 inside the USDA mark of inspection. These items were shipped to Trader Joe's retail locations nationwide. The problem was discovered after the firm received complaints from consumers reporting they found hard plastic in Trader Joe's steamed chicken soup dumplings. There have been no confirmed reports of adverse reactions or injury due to consumption of these products. Anyone concerned about any injury should contact a healthcare provider. FSIS is concerned that some products may be in consumers' freezers. Consumers who have purchased these products are urged not to consume them. These products should be thrown away or returned to the place of purchase. A Janesville police officer is on administrative leave after fatally shooting a person Friday night. Bob Haig reports.
That's according to the Wisconsin Department of Justice, with the Division of Criminal Investigation conducting a review of the shooting. A Saturday DOJ press release said an officer shot a person who police say was armed and blockaded inside a house on Janesville's north side, with two other people inside. The fatal shooting took place inside the residence, and a firearm was recovered. The officer was wearing a police body camera, and the officers involved are cooperating with the investigation, according to the DOJ. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Fatal workplace injuries increased in Wisconsin year to year by almost 20%. Newly released data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics shows that in 2022, 125 work injuries that led to deaths were reported in the Badger State. The number is the highest for Wisconsin since the state reached an all-time high of 138 in 2013, and it's also up from a total of 105 in 2021. Nationally, deadly work injuries went up from 2021 to 2022 by 5.7%. In neighboring states, the census of fatal occupational injuries shows Illinois totaled 177 of those injuries in 2022, while Minnesota had 81. Veterans who were exposed to toxins and other hazardous materials are able to apply for VA health care as soon as Tuesday. This means all vets who served in the Vietnam War, Gulf War, Iraq, Afghanistan, and Global War on Terror, or any other combat zone after 9/11, are eligible to enroll directly in VA health care without first applying for VA benefits. Hear the story of an American prisoner of war. Vernon Memorial Healthcare will host Tailspin Tuesday night at 7 at the Vernon County Museum and History Center. In November of 1943, wounded American tail gunner Gene Moran of Soldiers Grove plunged 4 miles to the ground in Nazi Germany while inside the severed tail of his Flying Fortress bomber and survived. In the next 17 months, Gene endured some of the worst episodes of the American prisoner of war experience in occupied Europe. The recently published book by John Armbruster, Tailspin, chronicles Gene's World War II survival saga and shows an elderly man finally come to terms with the cruelties of a war that would have what that would haunt his entire life. Hear Gene Moran's incredible tale of loss and recovery Tuesday night at 7 at the Vernon County Museum and History Center in Viroqua. The program is free and all are welcome. The application period for the annual Lieutenant Governor's Science, Technology, Engineering, and Mathematics Scholarship Program is being accepted through March 15th. All public, private, and tribal schools in the 50 states and 5 U.S. territories are invited to apply at nlga.awardsplatform.com. The STEM Scholarship Program awards up to $1,000 to 12 schools nationally to support STEM-related activities for youth. The Farmers Angel Network is recognizing 5 years of progress with a reception and free viewing of the S-word film. Farmer Angel Network, known as FAN, was started by a few Loganville and Reedsburg community members after a local farmer died by suicide. They came together not to only comfort their neighbors, family, and friends, but also to do something to avoid this ever happening again. FAN, while still run by a small group of local volunteers, is now a recognized model throughout the state and nation for its efforts to decrease the stigma associated with mental health struggles and serve to promote the health of its farming community. FAN has been featured on a PBS Earth Focus documentary, PBS NewsHour, NBC, The New York Times, The Washington Post, and hundreds more news and agricultural media forums. FAN is recognized its progress in reducing mental health stigma and struggles with a free community event that will be held on Sunday, March 17th from 1 to 3 at the Reedsburg Cal Center. The event will include a reception with light food and drinks, a program, exhibits, and a free viewing of the S-word. The S-word takes an intimate look at the lives of survivors of suicide and their loved ones and records their candid and profoundly emotional stories of hope and survival. A suicide attempt survivor documents the stories of fellow survivors, their courage, insight, and humor. This is a suicide project focusing on life. The event is free and open to the public. Registration is preferred by March 10th at farmerangelnetwork.com/events or email farmerangelnetwork@gmail.com. And the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds anyone considering hunting for the first time in 2024 to enroll in a hunter education course now before courses fill up in spring. Anyone born on or after January 1st, 1973 must have a hunter education certification to purchase a hunting license unless hunting under the mentored hunting law. As part of the program, hunter education graduates receive a certificate accepted in every U.S. state, Canada, and Mexico. The DNR offers multiple hunter education course options and locations so hunters can choose the best forum for how and where they'd like to learn. Search for upcoming courses in your area through your Go Wild account. WRCO News time is 5:13. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Life is filled with decisions, some required and some optional. And then there are decisions we make by making no decision at all. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center and Muscadet. We encourage you to gift yourself and your loved ones by making the decision to plan your final wishes. Decide today to make that decision. We'll be glad to support you and help you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. You can start the journey at prattfuneralservice.com.
Today is Sunday, March 3rd. Richard Dick Arnold Bessler, 88, of La Crosse, formerly of Viroqua, died Monday. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at Thorson Pop Funeral and Cremation Services in Viroqua. Burial with military honors will follow in the Viroqua Cemetery. Friends may call at the Thorsen Pop Funeral and Cremation Services Thursday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Richard Dick Arnold Bessler, 88 of La Crosse, formerly of Viroqua. Marjorie Ellen Pizal, 79 of Sauk County, died Thursday at Pine Valley Community Village in Richland Center. Services will be held Thursday at 1 at Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at Clary Memorial Funeral Home Thursday from 11 until the time of services at 1. In lieu of flowers, the family asks that donations be made to the St. Jude's Children's Hospital. Marjorie Ellen Pizal, 79 of Sauk County. Mark F. Trum, age 41 of Boscobel, died unexpectedly Thursday. Funeral services will be held Saturday at noon at the Boscobel Bowl and Banquet in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Hickory Grove Cemetery, Hickory Grove Township. Friends may call at the Boscobel Bowl and Banquet Saturday from 9 until the time of service at noon. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be directed to the family to be donated to the Boscobel School Forest property. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family. Mark F. Trum, age 41, of Boscobel.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
Good evening, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, unusually warm air really blew into the area today, and that sunshine boosted the numbers up into the 70s across much of the region, record high temperatures. Meanwhile, a strong low pressure system pushing up through northwest Minnesota early this evening, driving a cold front toward our area. There's a few spotty showers and thunderstorms along that, mainly from southeast Minnesota up through northwest Wisconsin. We might get clipped by one or two of those, very brief in nature this evening, and small rain amounts expected. However, we will have a much better opportunity of widespread rain coming in tomorrow, especially from midday through the evening, as low pressure develops down toward Kansas and lifts northeast. Current thinking is that we should see at least a third of an inch of rainfall, trending heavier the further east you go. Southeast Wisconsin might see 3/4 of an inch. Somewhat cooler temperatures behind this through the mid part of the week, but still a good 10 or 12 degrees above normal. There could be another weather system on the way by Thursday night and Friday with the next chance of rain. Otherwise, a forecast for tonight: partly to mostly cloudy, 30% chance of a few brief showers in the evening, maybe a clap of thunder with a low of 37. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy, not as warm, periods of light rain likely, especially from midday on, with a high of 53, wind variable between 5 and 10. Scattered light showers ending Monday night, low 31. Tuesday, partly cloudy to sunny, with a high of 52. Wednesday, partly cloudy and quiet, low 27, high 51. As we go into Thursday, increasing clouds, low 27, high near 50, small chance of rain late Thursday night. Friday, some rain likely, highs in the mid-40s. Saturday, maybe a shower early, decreasing clouds with a high near 44. So again tonight, chance of a spotty shower thunderstorm early, and a good chance of widespread rain by midday tomorrow. Have yourself a great evening. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure, and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly cloudy and 74 degrees after a daytime high of 75 degrees, which is a new record, and a morning low of 45. Last year's high was 62, which tied a record, and we received no precipitation. Our record high, once again, is 75 degrees. That is set today, and that breaks the old record of 67 that was set back in 1983. Record low is 25 below. That was set back in 1962. Last year's high was 39 with a low of 26. Sunset will take place tonight at 5:53, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:33. The winds are out of the southeast at around 6 to 8 miles per hour. We have received gusts up to 17 miles per hour, I should say, today, and our barometric reading is 29.50, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 74 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
Simon's Recreation Complex teaches swimming lessons for babies through adults. The goal is to have all children and adults comfortable, safe, and having fun in the water. All swimming classes are held in the heated indoor pool. Sign up is on now for group lessons. Learn to Swim classes are offered for all ages. Cost for an 8-week session of Learn to Swim classes is $40 for members, $75 for non-members. A child may also participate in the Every Child a Swimmer program, which provides lessons for only $10 once per year. Cost should never be a reason a child doesn't learn how to swim. Call Simon's Recreation Complex at 647-8522 or view our classes online at simonsrec.com. Classes start the week of March 26th. Remember, every child should learn to swim.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Pine Valley Community Village, a 24-hour skilled nursing facility providing inpatient and outpatient rehabilitation therapy. Make it your choice for senior living. Richland Mobile Mart, open daily, offering deli fresh pizzas, kitchen fresh sandwiches, cookies, donuts, automatic and self-serve car wash, and 24-hour mobile fuel. And Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories.
The 2024 WIAA Boys High School Basketball Regional Finals were played last night. And in Division 5 action, it was Potosi hosting Ithaca. With more, here's Phil Nee.
The season came to an end for the Ithaca boys basketball team when they lost to Potosi 79-62 in the regional final game at Potosi High School Saturday night. The host Chieftains went up 38-32 by intermission. The Bulldogs battled through foul trouble through the night, but kept it close in the second half. They trailed by 8 with 6 minutes to go before Potosi built the lead to the final margin with great free throw shooting. They were 18 for 24 from the line. Isaiah Groom had 23 points, and Aiden Upana added 19 for Potosi. The Chieftains made 5 three-pointers. Ithaca was led by Channing Brown with 28 points, while Sammy Clary added 18, Devin Iam 5, Casey Pomering and Wesley Nelson each had 4, Danny Ferrian scored 2, and Micah Salisbury 1. Ithaca was 14 for 21 from the line, and they made 8 three-pointers. The Bulldogs were co-conference champions in the Ridge and Valley this year and enjoyed the most wins in Ithaca boys basketball history with 22 victories and 5 losses. Micah Salisbury and Danny Ferriance, both seniors, played their final high school basketball games for Ithaca. Following the 79-62 win, Potosi is now 23-4, and they will play Thursday night at Prairie du Chien High School in the sectional semifinal. They will face Cashton, which defeated River Ridge 70-60 on Saturday night. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thanks, Phil. And elsewhere in Division 5, and all teams that played last night in the regional finals will all be playing Thursday night in the sectional semifinal games. And elsewhere in Division 5, it was Royal over Cochrane Fountain City. Columbus Catholic, that score from the Royal Cochrane Fountain City game, I forgot to give that to you. That was Royal 63, Cochrane Fountain City 60. Columbus Catholic beat Alma Center Lincoln 69-34. It was Fall River over Barneveld 73-47. And Abundant Life Christian defeated Southwestern 63-61. So in the next round on Thursday night, it'll be Royal at Columbus Catholic, and Fall River will be playing against Abundant Life Christian. In Division 4, Mineral Point beat Lancaster 67-43. Aquinas defeated Luther 63-48. Darlington beat Belleville 65-54. And it was Durand, Arkansas over Fall Creek 62-50. So on Thursday, it'll be Mineral Point playing Darlington and Aquinas in Durand, Arkansas in Division 4. In Division 3, Wisconsin Dells beat River Valley 79-35, and Platteville beat Lodi 80-66. So on Thursday, it'll be Wisconsin Dells taking on Platteville. And in Division 2, Mount Horeb defeated Milton 63-55, and Stoughton beat Monona Grove 72-42. And so it'd be Mount Horeb taking on Stoughton Thursday night. And these are all scores from area teams that played Friday. And in girls high school basketball sectional finals, with the winners advancing on to state, these games were played. Argyle Pecatonica beat Cochrane Fountain City 59-46. Albany Monticello defeated Assumption 47-45. It was Clear Lake over Owen Withy 60-38, and Lena beat Pittsville 66-57. So advancing on Division 5 is Argyle Pecatonica, Albany Monticello, and Clear Lake, and Lena, and they will all be playing in state in the state championships. And on Division 4 action, it was Cuba City over Neillsville 67-52. The Prairie School beat Winnebago Lutheran 71-21. McDonald Catholic beat Fall Creek 58-38. And it was Laconia over Sheboygan Lutheran 69-58. So playing in the state tournament will be Cuba City, the Prairie School, McDonald Catholic, and Laconia for Division 4. In Division 3, it was Edgewood 57, Waupun 42, Kettle Moraine 47, Catholic Memorial 34, Baldwin Woodville 60, and Elk Mound 43, and Xavier beat Wittenberg Burnham Wood by a score of 55-39. So advancing on to state tournament play will be Edgewood, Kettle Moraine Lutheran, Baldwin Woodville, and Xavier. In Division 2, West Salem beat McFarland 65-61. Wauwatosa East beat Union Grove 59-44. Notre Dame defeated Menominee 82-37. And Pewaukee beat Beaver Dam 77-61. And in Division 2 state action, it'll be West Salem, Wauwatosa East, Notre Dame, and Pewaukee. And in Division 1, Arrowhead beat Oregon 65-54. It was Franklin over Muskego 54-50. Nina defeated Hortonville 82-72. And Hartford beat Brookfield East 70-55. So in Division 1 state action, it will be Arrowhead, Franklin, Nina, and Hartford. Also, the 2024 state team wrestling tournament was played yesterday and Friday at the UW Fieldhouse in Madison, Wisconsin, or was held, I should say. And yesterday in Division 2 action, in semifinals, Luxembourg Casco beat Kewaskum by a score of 51-13, and St. Croix Falls defeated Prairie du Chien 27-26. And so in the finals, Luxembourg Casco beat St. Croix Falls by a score of 36-19 to take the Division 2 title. And in Division 3, in the semifinals, Fenimore beat Cumberland 50-21, and Coleman defeated Wyawega Fremont by a score of 36-30. And in the championship game that was took place last night, it was Fenimore defeating Coleman by a score of 46-16. So Fenimore is the state champs in Division III. The 2024 state championship gymnastics meet was held yesterday in Wisconsin Rapids at the Lincoln High School Fieldhouse, and that was held both Friday and Saturday, with the individual competition taking place yesterday. And in the vault competition, Madeline Fisher of Prairie du Chien Fenimore Co-op took 8th, Emily Craker of Reedsburg took 11th, Isabel Korn of Westby Viroqua Cashton DeSoto took 12th. It was Macy Galley from Platteville Belmont Lancaster, 15th. 16th was Ziva Valley from Baraboo, and 20th was Riley Lewerke of Southwestern Benton Cuba City. In the bars competition, taking first place, it was Isabel Korn of Westby Viroqua Cashton DeSoto. From the Reedsburg area, taking fourth was Emily Craker, and fifth was Sarah Schiller. Ziva Valley took 12th from Baraboo High School. And Faith Yon from Dodgeville Highland, Iowa Grant took 14th. And taking 17th was Madeline Fisher from Prairie du Chien, Fenimore. In the beam competition, Faith Yon took 3rd. And she's from Dodgeville Highland, Iowa Grant. From Westby Viroqua, Cashton DeSoto, Isabel Korn took 5th. Taking 8th was Madeline Fisher of Prairie du Chien, Fenimore. Prairie du Chien and Fenimore. Brooklyn Murphy took 13th from Dodgeville Highland and Iowa Grant. Platteville Belmont Lancaster had Adeline Stadler, who took 17th, and Myra Barr from Dodgeville Highland, Iowa Grant took 21st. In the floor competition, it was Brooklyn Murphy from Dodgeville Highland, Iowa Grant taking 8th. It was Ziva Valley from Baraboo in 11th place. Taking 13th was Isabel Korn of Westby Viroqua Cashton DeSoto. Madeline Fisher of Prairie du Chien Fenimore took 16th. Faith Yon of Dodgeville Highland, Iowa Grant took 19th. And Emily Craker of Reedsburg took 25th. And in the all-around competition, Isabel Korn of Westby Viroqua Cashton and DeSoto took second. Madeline Fisher of Prairie du Chien Fenimore took 7th. Brooklyn Murphy from Dodgeville Highland, Iowa Grant took 10th. Faith Yon of Dodgeville Highland, Iowa Grant took 13th. Ziva Valley from Baraboo took 17th. And Sarah Schiller of Reedsburg took 21st. And in women's high school and women's college basketball this afternoon, the Wisconsin Badgers lost their final regular season game. Final regular season game against Michigan State by a score of 78-52. And the big story in college basketball, Caitlin Clark of Iowa has become the all-time NCAA Division I scoring leader, breaking the late Pete Maravich's 54-year-old record when she made 2 free throws after a technical foul was called on the number 6 Hawkeyes' 93-83 win over number 2 Ohio State. Clark finished with 35 points. She entered the game needing 18 to pass Maravich's total of 3,667, which he amassed in just 83 games over 3 seasons at LSU. Maravich's record fell 4 days later after Clark broke Lynn Woodard's major college women's record when she scored 33 points against Minnesota. LeBron James reached 40,000 points last night, still going strong in his 21st NBA season as he tries to put the career scoring record out of reach. James drove past Michael Porter Jr. with a hit and hit a layup with 10:39 left in the second quarter of the Los Angeles Lakers game against the Denver Nuggets for the historic basket. James received a standing ovation at the next timeout, while Coach Darvin Ham gave him a congratulatory pat on the chest. There was an in-arena video presentation, which was preceded and followed by James raising the ball over his head. And in the NBA today, the 76ers beat the Mavericks 120-116. The Clippers beat the Timberwolves 89-88. It was the Celtics over the Warriors 140-88. And in the first quarter, the Pistons are trailing the Magic 23-22. And in the first quarter, the Hornets are leading the Raptors 29-27. Other games that will be played tonight include the Pacers at the Spurs, the Knicks at the Cavaliers, and the Suns will be hosting the Thunder. And finally, in spring training action, the Milwaukee Brewers were victorious. They beat the Arizona Diamondbacks. They broke out the bats today. They won by a score of 10-4. The Brewers tomorrow will be taking on the Giants, and the first pitch for that contest will be at 2:05. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thede.
Sleepy Hollow Auto Group of Viroqua is your GMC headquarters with a great selection, excellent financing, and lifelong support. They'll take care of you. Southwest Title LLC provides complete real estate services for Richland, Grant, Crawford, and Vernon counties with title insurance and real estate closings. And Subway serves healthy options of delicious hot and cold subs on fresh breads, great salads, personal pizzas, party platters, and you can build a better breakfast.
Save big during the annual filter and tool sale at Napa Richland Center and Boscobel, now through March 15th. Hi, this is John. Bring in your filter list for the best prices of the year on Napa Gold Filters. We'll have hydraulic oil and grease on sale too, plus many unadvertised specials. Don't miss it, the filter sale now through the 15th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland Center and Boscobel.
Join the River Valley Baseball team for an Easter egg hunt Saturday, March 30th from 10 a.m. to noon at River Valley Baseball Field, 660 Varsity Boulevard, Spring Green. The egg hunt starts at 10:30, split by age groups 4K and under, kindergarten through second grade, third through fifth grade. Don't forget to bring your own basket. For more information, contact Coach Heinemeier at 608-588-2554. $10 per child includes entry and 10 game tickets. Enjoy food, music, games, prizes, and photos with the Easter Bunny.
100.9 WRCO. Yeah, this could be your last drink from a stranger in a bar. The last time that you're dancing in unfamiliar arms. Yeah, this could be your last first kiss if we do this thing right. Your last time alone beneath neon lights. It could be your last night coming in here drinking all by yourself. The last time giving your heart away to someone else. Yeah, we could be some history in the making, girl. Tonight might be your last night lonely. Yeah, you could be the last first name that's ever been worth asking. Yeah, you could be the last phone number I write down on a napkin. Yeah, you could be the last girl that I take back home to mama. The last time that we're talked about in this small town drama. It's gonna be the last night coming in here drinking all by yourself. The last time giving your heart away to someone else. Yeah, we could be some history in the making, girl. Tonight might be yours. All by yourself. The last time giving your heart away to someone else. Yeah, we could be some history in the making, girl. Tonight might be your last night lonely.
on rooftop bars like they do on Broadway. It's just a little town square, middle of nowhere. Ain't even big enough to be a map dot. We ain't got a lot, but we sure do a lot with a little bit that we got. We got a little something, something we can throw on ice. Find us somewhere that we can drink it while the moon's up high. With your girl and your boys by a fire, making noise in a field on a Friday night. We got some George Strait songs that we turn up loud. Living it up till the sun comes back around. Who said there's nothing to do? Who said there's nothing to do? Who said there's nothing to do? And there's nothing to do, Sam.
Sometimes love is all that can save us.
Sometimes love can kill a man.
Yeah, watch or a pistol in your hand. Sometimes a love is a white flag. Sometimes a love is standing tall. Sometimes a love is a feather. Sometimes a cannonball. But it's worth fighting for.
It's worth fighting for.
Baby, sometimes a love is. Baby, sometimes a love is war.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente!
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? Total. At an amazing price? Total. With no contracts? Total. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely!
Totalmente!
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Winter is the time to have your coolant checked, radiator flushed, get a tune-up, or put on a new set of tires. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance Richland Center is ready to help you have a safe vehicle to tackle a Wisconsin winter. They also thank all their loyal customers for your patronage. Stop soon at 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center, or give them a call at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance.
It's here, the annual spring filter and tool sale at Napa Richland Center in Boscoville. Take up to 65% off list price, now through the 15th, on legendary Napa Gold filters, air filters, fuel filters, you name it, filters for your car, truck, lawnmower, tractor, heavy equipment, and so much more. With prices this low, everyone can have a filter, especially those that have no filter. Don't miss it, the filter sale, now through the 15th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland Center and Boscoville.
It's more than living, it's living well. Now might be the right time to consider the advantages of assisted living. Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering all private rooms in their Westview assisted living community. We are fully staffed and prepared to care for your loved ones with the dignity and respect they deserve. When only the highest quality of care will do, remember Schmidt Woodland Hills. Call Westview manager Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931 with questions or for more information.
Brouhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company in Spring Green, providing single origin coffees from around the world in unique blends. They're dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. Brouhaha Roasters uses superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. It's available at a variety of locations throughout Southwest Wisconsin. Head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brouhaha Roasters coffee today.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
This is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
At Benson Insurance Agency, they've got you covered for life's unexpected twists. From life and car insurance to home, UTV, four-wheeler, farm, commercial auto, and property, they've got you covered. Count on them for competitive rates and professional services that prioritize your peace of mind. Your protection is their priority. Call them at 475-0216 or email bensoninsurance23@gmail.com. Benson Insurance Agency, your trusted partner in safeguarding what matters most. They're not just agents, they're your advocates.
WRCO.
Couldn't stay, he couldn't wait. I've had time to contemplate. I know exactly what sent us down the tubes. A lot of insincerity, not much clarity. That commitment thing kept scaring me. Once or twice, I bent the truth. I don't usually blame myself in third person. But girlfriend, it was you. What a selfish, thoughtless, bitter cold. What was I thinking? Well, he said talk and I said walk. I was halfway around the block. I had a momentary loss of common sense. It was a lack of reason, an act of treason. Now I'm alone out here and it's freezing. Not much to say in my defense. I'm asking myself the questions when unanswered. Yeah, they got me in this mess. What a selfish thought.
Danny O'Neill with What Is Me? And it's time for me to wrap things up, thanking each and every one of you for making WRCO part of your day on this beautiful Sunday afternoon, record-breaking day. And I'd like to thank, like I said, thank each and every one of you for keeping me company as well. And I'll be back on tomorrow. I'll be back on doing the news at noon, filling in for Joanne Krulatz, who is on vacation. And hopefully you'll be able to join us then. And be sure to join us tomorrow morning, because Phil Nee will be bringing you the Light in the Milk House show. And that'll be at 5 o'clock. Phil will have some great music, news, trivia, sports. He'll have Hank in the studio. Have a lot of fun things going on, the only way Phil Nee knows how to do them. Also coming up, be sure to stay tuned, because coming up at the top of the hour is Old Country with your host Bo Hinrichs, bringing you some great classic country music, and that'll be going on until midnight. Then following that, we will have some great country music during the overnight hours. Taking us up to Old Country time is Jason Michael Carroll. And the song is Pass It Around. Thanks again, everybody. Have a great night and stay safe.
Just a little bit south of town, a dust cloud still settling down from all his boys chasing tail lights out to the country with a pretty girl shotgun. Peach shine eyes down in the igloo. Ain't much we ain't getting into. Cutting loose, kicking back, yeah. Got a plan, gonna get a little crazy. Here we are, here we go on a Friday night. Getting down, raise it up to the moonlight. Man, now that the week's gone, we can get our drink on. Yeah, pass it on around. Crank a jam by the fire after sundown. Lean it back, pull the drag, take it in now. That's how we roll it in the backwoods. When you're feeling this good, you gotta pass it on around. Circled up by the creek bank, a rib smoking on the grill, buddy, we ain't messing around, getting loud, not shutting down till the sun come creeping. All the girls got the shakers shaking, all the boys got the thinkers thinking. We ain't done, the night is young, still a lot of time, gonna get a little crazy. How we roll.